The allegations were in a report by the group Save the Children. It said Ghanaian soldiers in the peacekeeping mission are among those who demand sex from girls, some as young as 8, in return for aid. The report said some of the girls have babies fathered by Ghanaian soldiers. A military spokesman, Colonel Emmanuel Nibo, told the VOA the report came as a surprise to Ghana's military. He said the high command has ordered immediate investigations into the allegations.
Well, the Ghanaian forces is rather surprised about the report because our troops are quite aware of this particular sexual exploitation and abuse, because it's one subject they are treated on before they leave the shores of Ghana for the operations. So when the news came, most of us were surprised. And so the military high command has directed the contingent commander in Liberia to investigate the allegation as well as the report, and then submit a report to Accra for them to study and know exactly what is going on there.
Kennedy Bo said the army is taking the allegation seriously and would like to establish whether the report is accurate.
In the first place, we need to find out whether the report turned out by BBC was right. Also go down to find out whether any of the troops, Ghanaian troops, because they were very specific, they said Ghanaian troops, whether any Ghanaian troops was actually involved.
There are about 700 Ghanaian soldiers serving with the UN peacekeeping mission in Liberia, and the military command is also worried about their health in light of the sex allegations.
You also know that HIV/AIDS is also an issue if you get yourself involved in sex. So, and in our particular situation, if before you go on a mission and you go for medical examination and you are found positive, that is your end. You will never attend any, you will never be on any peace mission again. So the troops are all aware. But in all situations, people are adventurous.
Colonel Nibo also said its personnel are very much aware of the military regulations, and should any of them be implicated, they will face the law. Efema Odovi for VOA News, Accra.